Good morning and welcome to Old Lion, Young Lion, the best place to be on a Sunday morning. At your service, Old Lion and Young Lion is here to serve you and tell you the truth that's from God's Word, needed for today and today's problems. Timeless truth in a time that needs truth. My name is Anthony Stafford, and I'm here with Samuel Hazelton, and we are Old Lion, Young Lion. We're happy that you're here with us listening to today's show. Now, we are elders at a local church, Electric City Baptist Church, and we meet in the heart of a town called Schenectady on 2350 Hamburg Street every Sunday at 10:30 a.m., and we'd love for you to come be a part of our gathering. If you've been following along with us in the show, you know that it is our job to uncover the truth of Scripture and declare it boldly. For the Bible teaches us, without any confusion or discussion, the Bible teaches us that the righteous are bold as lions. The Bible also teaches us that the greatest lion of all time is the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. And that's who we work for. And we're excited to be a part of the show. And you know what? The show is growing. Coming soon to a radio station near you, we're going to be expanding our show. But also, we are on YouTube and Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Wherever you get your podcasts, we are going live to get the word out about what the Bible teaches and answering your questions about God, theology, and anything else in these kind of confusing and upside down times. But before we go any further, we must introduce to you the sponsor of today's episode, and it looks like it's written down here. It is a Richard Hazelton. Richard Hazelton, and he is a technical consultant for our show, as well as a local worship leader, and he is a day one supporter, and we want to shout out Richard Hazelton. Thank you for always supporting the show unwaveringly with blind faith. We thank you so much for supporting the show.
That's my son, too.
It's also Samuel Hazelton's son. So, Richard, thanks for sponsoring and paying for everything for today's episode. Okay, Sam, we got a little tradition here before we get started. Can we just take a quick deep breath before we get into today's show? And can you just take a moment to praise God through prayer and ask for a blessing on those that are listening? And pray whatever's on your heart, Brother Sam.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much. You've kept us through these many months and now even years of doing this radio show, Lord. We're thankful for giving us the opportunity. Father, thank you for all the people that have been touched through the show. I pray that today would be no different. I pray that people would be encouraged in their faith. I pray that their eyes would be open to the truth today as we explore secret societies. God, I pray that you would help us to expose what your word has to say about these secret societies. And I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And we pray a blessing over all those that are listening. And I know sometimes maybe you come to our show to find some spiritual encouragement, or maybe you're going through a rough time and you just want someone that's going to bring some hope to you. And we're going to do that today in a little bit different form. And we want you to be listening and paying attention, because if God rescues you from the depths of some miry clay or some situation of brokenheartedness or sorrow, but we got to be, after we are rescued out of a situation like that, we got to have our head on a swivel. We are looking to and fro for things that are lies and falsehoods, and we got to be ready at all times, not only to give an answer, but to discern what's wrong and what is false. The Bible teaches us that we ought to discern and try the spirits to see if they be of God. And we're going to do that today. So, Sam, why don't you give us an idea of what we finished up over the last couple of weeks, what we're going to talk about today, and tell us a little bit about what we got going on in the future here at Old Lion, Young Lion.
Yeah, so last week we dealt with Peter walking on water with Jesus. Pretty much one of the greatest miracles that ever took place. And we don't know anybody else besides Peter and Jesus in the history of mankind that have ever walked on water. And yet God enabled Peter to do this by his faith. This week we're going to tackle a listener question. We've got a question from the Barefoot Anarchist. And he was asking about secret societies, and specifically Freemasonry. So Freemasonry is a secret society extending back many generations and boasting 15 of our U.S. presidents were Freemasons, innumerable politicians, wealthy people, famous people, powerful people, occupying the highest offices of every societal institution. These are members of the Freemasons. Is this a good thing? Is this something that is a dangerous thing? And so we're going to dig into that this morning.
And we want to be kind of careful on this. We want you locked in on this, but the Bible kind of holds two truths forward, and you need to be discerning. The Bible teaches us in Hebrews chapter number 5 that mature Christians are those that can discern between good and evil. And so we want you to be able to discern these things. We want to be able to assist in discerning these things. But the Bible has kind of two things at play here. And Old Line, I want your thoughts on this. On one hand, here's what the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 5, that we should have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather we should reprove or expose them. So on one level, the Bible calls us to expose these works of darkness. But then we have in Romans chapter number 16, the Bible says this, I am glad therefore on your behalf, but yet I would have you wise unto that which is good, and then I would have you simple concerning that which is evil. So give us a little take about understanding some things that could be darkness and reproving them or exposing them, as well as not being so dwelt in these kind of things. We need to stay simple concerning things that are evil. Give us a thought process between those two ideas.
I think that's a fair statement of both Anthony and myself, that we are innocent or simple in terms of the down and dirty details of these secret societies. It's not something that either of us have involved ourselves in. Our knowledge of it is based on things that we've learned and come across along the way, and mostly from what the scripture says about some of the tenets of these organizations. We're going to try to give you the ABCs about Freemasonry so that you can be prepared.
And just so we're clear, we believe the Bible teaches very openly that Christians that want to follow Jesus should operate in a sincere and open manner. That the Bible teaches very clearly in 2 Corinthians chapter number 4. And I'll get Old Lion to read this verse for us, but it teaches very clearly. And you have to study your Bible. And not because you want to pass a test in Sunday school or you want to do a great job in front of your peers at around the dinner table, but because the word of truth is a light unto your path. It is a lamp unto your feet. It's something that you need to be able to use so you can discern between these things. But Christians ought to always act in open sincerity and transparency. So give us this verse and let's look at how we ought to operate separate from any kind of idea about secret societies. How are we supposed to operate in general?
2 Corinthians 4, verse 2. But we have renounced disgraceful, underhanded ways. We refuse to practice cunning or to tamper with God's word. But by the open statement of the truth, we would commend ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. What these secret societies do, by definition, is they hide from would-be initiates. They hide some of the deeper things that they're teaching from them until it's too late, until they've gone so far down the path that they can't get out. And so this is something that's characteristic of secret societies that is not characteristic of somebody who's godly.
I love that. And I think that this is something that we can watch through the history of time. And you've heard on our show many times that we believe that God's hand is at work behind the scenes always to bring truth to light, to bring to will the things that he would have done. But as God is moving his hand throughout the world, Satan, whom the Bible calls the god of this world, is also deceitfully moving throughout the world. And you may even seen some of these clues, these evidences of these secret societies. As Sam said earlier, this particular one, Freemasonry, is attached to many presidents and politicians and people of power. You might have even seen, if you look on the back of your dollar, there is some Freemasonry signaling and there is some symbols that show you that there's something else at play besides, hey, we just want to have some form of currency. There is an invisible hand of evil that Satan is operating with throughout the history of time, and it manifests itself in some of these groups like the Freemasons. But Sam, Freemasons are something that's kind of come up over the last maybe 500 years. They're kind of a different name of the same group that's been fighting good since day one. So why don't you give a history of, even though we're talking about Freemasons, even though we're talking about the craft, even though we're talking about these guys, the Shriners, tell us a little bit about the underlying movement that's not just the Freemasons, but have been happening since Satan showed up on the scene.
Well, I want to first of all say that ultimately the Freemasons, though they claim not to be, they are a religion.
Okay.
And I would tell you that Freemasonry goes all the way back. It's really the world's oldest religion.
Okay.
In the Garden of Eden, we had Adam and Eve, and the serpent came to Eve and said, and this is in Genesis chapter 3, verses 4 and 5, "You shall not surely die, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." This was the original false religion. This was the original temptation to bring people and lure them in with the idea of knowledge or gnosis. Gnosis is the Greek word for knowledge. And when you see the Freemason's symbol, that's the compass over the square, creating a little diagonal, and then there's a capital G in the middle. Well, that capital G, one of the main things it stands for is gnosis or knowledge. So the Freemasons are advocates of knowledge instead of faith, reason or rationalism rather than revelation. And so they ultimately are pitted against the faith of Jesus Christ. They're pitted against the truth of Jesus Christ. You know, in the earliest centuries of the church, Satan attacked the church of Jesus Christ with all kinds of heresies. The first and foremost of these was called Gnosticism. And I don't have time this morning to get into all the details of Gnosticism and how it relates to Freemasonry. But for the moment, suffice it to say that Freemasonry is a Gnostic religion, which claims that the physical realm is inherently evil, and so is the God of the Bible who created it in the first place.
Now, we're giving you a cursory overview of not just Freemasonry, but this movement of actually you as a human can be made into a god. And there's an idea inside of the craft or Freemasonry where you receive a rough, unformed stone when you first arrive there, and that their tactics and their hidden knowledge and your own personal human will can lift yourself up into being, forming yourself into the image of what? That's what you should be asking yourself. Mm. Because we see not only in the Garden of Eden, Satan offering this same lie that these secret societies are offering, as we kind of unroll the scroll of history, we also see where God's spirit starts not to strive with men, and then they take stones and try to build themselves up a tower all the way to heaven called the Tower of Babel. And this here is a second iteration of this idea of a secret society where men are seeking to make themselves into gods. And throughout scripture, we find almost a condemnation of stuff that's done in secrecy. I love this, Sam, and I want to hear your take and take this baton as we go on, that when Jesus is being asked questions about his intention, about what he's doing, about how he operated, Jesus says very clearly that not only did he speak openly in the synagogues, but that Jesus never spake anything in secret. And so why is it that these places that are presenting themselves as helpers of humanity, as we're just going to build a tower, as I just want to give you knowledge, why are they operating in so much secrecy?
Yeah, I think the short answer to that is because they've got an agenda for you. They know that if they showed you all their cards up front, you'd go running for the hills. You would have nothing to do with them. There's an old saying that says you can't con an honest person.
Okay.
What Freemasonry offers to people that are trying to get into it is it offers this idea of career success. It offers this idea of prestige and wealth and power and influence, things that people are craving in this world, and it offers a path to that. There's a scripture in Luke chapter 4, verses 6 and 7.
Okay.
And Jesus was being tempted by the devil, and the devil took him to a high mountain, and in a moment of time, he showed him all the kingdoms of the earth. And Satan says to Jesus, if you bow down and worship me, this will all be yours. All control of this has been given to me, and I give it to whomever I will. In 2 Corinthians 4:4 says, Satan is the little g god of this world.
Right.
He has the power to elevate people to unbelievable places of stardom. You know, if you think about somebody like Taylor Swift, just being elevated from nowhere to this place of unbelievable stardom and influence overnight. Satan has the power to elevate people. Satan had the power to elevate Hitler from obscurity to just about taking over the world. Satan has the power to elevate people from obscurity to positions of tremendous power and influence. And what's he looking for? People want that. Wealth, billionaires. How do people get billions and billions and billions of dollars? Satan has the power to make people wealthy. And what is he looking for in return? Well, he's looking for you to sell your soul to him a little bit at a time. And this is what Freemasonry does. These people, in exchange for the promise of becoming successful in their careers, for the exchange of the promise of becoming powerful and wealthy and rich and be considered a part of the elite, they take the trade and they take an oath. They summon curses upon themselves if they ever break these oaths. They take these oaths and promise never to reveal them to other people. It's these secret things. And every time they do it, they're surrendering a little bit more of what makes them a free person, what makes them a child of God with free will. They're surrendering that over and delivering it over to Satan in exchange for earthly power and wealth and influence and prestige.
We see this, why they have to be secret, why they're operating in secrecy, because they are of their father, the devil. And Satan's clear description when he comes to Jesus is offering this, will you bow down to me, to Jesus?
Mm.
And on the other hand, Jesus is saying, I speak nothing in secret. I'm open to all men. Come see my works, see my testimony, see what I've done. I only want to do the will of the Father. And I think it's interesting that you bring up this story about Jesus being tempted by Satan, because ultimately, say you grow through the ranks of this Freemasonry, this organization, they even say that we go to the Masonic Temple, they say.
That's right.
And ultimately you get there, and once you make it to the top of their rungs, their 33 levels of rungs, what they do is they bring you into a room in front of a so-called master, and then they tell you to bow down before him. The exact offer that Satan offers Jesus is offered to these people who are walking through the paths of this science falsely so-called as Freemasonry, that you're selling your soul in exchange for some earthly goods. Mm. That's what they're in the business of doing. And so we kind of see this lie that started in the garden that's still flowing its way out today. But there are some things that we can just see right off the bat are anti-Bible, anti-Christ, anti-truth. And there's some straight up initial ideas that the Bible teaches us about oaths and what we should call other men. And so, Sam, why don't you give us these two right off the bat things that anybody, Christian or not, should be on the lookout that they shouldn't be doing in regards to taking oaths and calling men master.
Okay. In Matthew 23:10, it says, neither be called master, for you have one master, the Christ. And then in James chapter 5 and verse 12, it says, but above all, my brothers, do not swear an oath, either by heaven or by earth or by any other oath, but let your yes be yes and your no be no, so that you may not fall under condemnation.
So we kind of see two truths right off the bat. Why don't you give us in what ways they're violating some of this? What was Jesus and what is the word of God getting at about oaths and calling men certain titles? Give us a picture about, number one, why this is always so, this is already so bad. This is some things that are evil and how they're kind of using some sleight of hand to pull you in with these things.
So first of all, some of these oaths, you're swearing to secrecy and never to reveal these things to anyone else.
Right.
Whereas the Bible says, hey, it's by the open statement of the truth that we commend ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. These ideas are incompatible. And then you're swearing an oath. In these oaths, you're actually saying that if I ever violate this, let my heart be ripped out of my chest.
Let my tongue be cut in pieces.
Yeah, let me be dismembered. It's death and dismemberment. You're calling down, if I ever break this oath, you're calling down curses upon yourself. This is something that Jesus Christ came to redeem us from the curse. They're looking to rebuild what Jesus came down to destroy.
I love that perspective, and I think this is not even just particularly about Freemasonry, but really any secret society that would seek to give you some hidden truth or some hidden knowledge. Listen, folks, the Word of God is truth.
Yeah.
He says, I pray that we can sanctify these disciples of mine with truth. Thy word is truth. Mm. We need to go to the Bible to be able to distinguish these other things that are evil. You know, there's many other lines inside of Scripture that show that this religion of Freemasonry or secret societies or lies, darkness, and delusion, they show up throughout Scripture. We find in 2 Samuel chapter number 17, under King David, a man named Absalom that is creating lies, entering into covenants with people to usurp the authority and go after his own deep, dark mm-hmm. needs. We see later in the book of Esther, we see a guy that named Haman that shows up, and he's in league and covenant in secret to go and go after the people of God. We see in just the very story of the Exodus that a man named Korah finds his way. In Numbers chapter number 16, he finds his way to, in secrecy, join with other men and usurp the authority from God's man Moses. That this idea of secret societies based upon hidden knowledge and truth, that somehow you can raise yourself out by your bootstraps and be better than you were before, by the knowledge of the earth, by the natural, by humans becoming God, this has been a line of deceit since day one and now is manifesting itself in our very own country and around the world with Freemasonry.
You know, one of the common phrases you hear quite a bit these days is the deep state.
Okay.
The deep state is not something that was just invented in the last 20 years. The deep state has always been there. The deep state was there when they crucified Jesus. The deep state was there with Haman and Absalom. And this deep state that we see where people that are not elected officials, these are people that are appointed to positions of high power and position in bureaucracy who are controlling things more than the people that are elected to power. This deep state, I believe many of these people that are in these positions of power and influence are people that actually have been part of these secret societies, have been part of the Freemasons, and that this is a human organization through which Satan actually exerts control and influence over the affairs of men.
What's the spirit of Antichrist? And just like a Christian might on their building have a cross on top of their church, or they may walk in an upright manner, for Christians out there, sometimes we have this phrase, we like to see another Christian out in the wild. And you're sitting at a diner and you hear a Christian speaking about the Bible, or your spirit bears witness with another Christian. You know, these guys, these secret society guys, they have their own way to communicate. And they operate almost like a gang. They operate almost like their own army, like they have some kind of rule over you. So Sam, why don't you give us a little idea about some of this way we can distinguish why they are kind of like their own gang, their own army, their own little group.
They have secret signs and gestures and little codes that they flash to identify themselves one to another. I believe I heard this, that if you've got a judge in a courtroom who is a Freemason and a person who is on trial comes up and flashes a Freemason sign to the judge, and the judge is a Freemason, that judge will do everything he can to let that criminal go free. And I don't have specific examples of that, but I've heard that that is a true statement. Another name for Freemasonry is the craft.
Right.
So that conjures up imaginations of witchcraft. But let me read a verse out of Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 14. It says, so that we may no longer be children tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craft in deceitful schemes. And this is something that's indicative of the kingdom of darkness. They're working their craft. They're working the craft of deceitfulness and all kinds of techniques that they use to trick people and get them to believe the lie, get them to believe what is false, and to mask and cover up the truth. And this is something that we see everywhere. We see it through the media, where they're bringing forward a narrative designed to confuse people, designed to keep people off of the truth. And this is happening in our society everywhere.
I want to bring up just kind of two final points, old lion, if I may. And I want to get your thoughts on this. Number one is when it says the lie, when the Bible gives an indication that there is the lie, I want to hear, I know there's many lies and Satan uses many tools to disguise what he's trying to do. But I want you to kind of talk to me about what is the lie when the Bible says that and how we can watch out for this kind of the big one, a big deal. It's not necessarily us kind of confused in this world and kind of searching out for some truth, but we have some false beliefs that need to be corrected. What is the lie? Can you give us a little insight into that?
Yeah, so I'm going to start out in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 9. It says, the coming of the lawless one, that's the Antichrist, we've talked about him before, is by the activity of Satan with all power and false signs and wonders, verse 10, and with all wicked deception for those who are perishing because they refused to love the truth and so be saved. Verse 11, therefore God sends upon them a strong delusion so that they might believe the lie. And so what is the lie? This is the lie of all lies. This is the root lie. And the lie is this. It's the same one that was in the Garden of Eden.
Go ahead.
Without God, you can become like God.
Wow.
And so this is the what every false religion is offering you. This is what every counterfeit philosophy is offering you. This is what every false path is offering you, saying, hey, you don't need God. You can become like God. Said, you know that when you take this fruit, you will be like God, knowing good and evil. You can decide for yourself what's true. You can be your own arbiter and your own standard of truth. The final secret, we haven't mentioned this, but the Masons, there's 33 degrees.
Right, levels.
Levels, degrees of Masonry. Each degree, you do another ritual and you speak another oath. You sell a little bit more of your soul. And at the beginning, you don't even understand who you're dealing with. But by the time you get to the top, you get to the 33rd degree of Masonry. Mm-hmm. The final secret that 33rd degree Masons discover is that the God they worship is none other than Lucifer, the devil. And they actually have them as part of this ritual. They kneel down before the Baphomet and they seal their fate.
Wow. I think this is something that you're going to have to go and research. You're going to have to take some of the information that we're sharing with you and you're going to have to go and find out that this angel masquerading as light is really just another representative of an Antichrist and Satan attempting to steal more souls away from the kingdom of God. Now, you should know that Sam and I, Old Lion, Young Lion, we believe so deeply, not only in the truth, but also in the institution of Jesus Christ, which is called the church. And the final nail that I think why we did this show, and I'll let Sam speak on this as well, but I want everyone to hear this. The final nail in the coffin of why we decided to kind of do a show on Freemasonry is because it projects itself to be a brotherhood.
Mm.
And the Bible says in 2 Peter that we ought to love the brotherhood. It tells us that we ought to love the brotherhood. So if they're showing themselves to be a brotherhood and the Bible teaches us that we ought to love the brotherhood, that must mean there's a true brotherhood and a false brotherhood. Or may I say it differently for us? There's a true church and there's a false church.
Yeah.
And the biggest sin that I think the secret society, the underlying evil group called Freemasons, the biggest sin that they attempted is that they want to usurp the power of the Church of the Living God and present themselves as a better option than the true brotherhood of the followers of Jesus Christ. So Sam, I want you to give a kind of a look at why is the brotherhood, why is the church so important? And why would there be a group attempting to fake this strategy of the church in brotherhood and steal away the souls that should be drawn to the true King, Jesus Christ?
Mm. Well, the church is the true expression of the kingdom of God on earth. Jesus said this, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it.
Right.
But the gates of hell are doing their level best. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 4:4 that the God of this world is blinding the minds of the unbelieving. And he's doing it in part through organizations like the Freemasons. They occupy positions of power. They infiltrate society. They infiltrate the church. and they work to blind the minds of the unbelieving to keep them from seeing the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. This is the effect of it. It is driven by Satan himself, this cloak of secrecy. Satan himself, as you mentioned before, masquerades as an angel of light. There's this cloak of secrecy. There's this cloak of decency. The Freemasons project themselves as a society that does good deeds.
Right.
They're a brotherhood. They do good deeds for other people. It helps people along in their careers, etc. They project themselves. They present themselves with a cloak of respectability, a cloak of decency. There's attorneys and doctors and politicians and people of noble professions that are part of Freemasonry, and they are giving off this aura of being very elite and being very desirable, and yet what they're masking and what they're hiding is that at the very core of this thing, they're looking to suck people in to this vortex of Satan worship. And that's what happens in the end, according to the Bible in Revelation chapter 13, that they're going to demand that all men everywhere bow down and worship this beast, this Antichrist. And so this is just a path that Satan has worked through people to construct to bring about that disastrous end.
And this is an example of the false church. And this is why it's so important that if you're in need or if you're looking or if you're searching or you're desiring for truth, that you're not caught up in some of these foolish ideologies, but rather you don't bow to some Baphomet. You don't bow to some 33rd degree master mason, but rather you find the true master, the true teacher, the light that lighteth every man to the world, the one and only Jesus Christ. We're inviting you to come and find out who Jesus is. He's above all of these powers of darkness, and one day he will destroy all of them, putting his enemies underneath his feet. And we're happy that you're here with us on this show. We're not a show that seeks to talk about what's happening on the world stage, though we might mention it. We're not telling you what's going on in sports. We're not here to give you an update on politics. Our show exists, Old Lion, Young Lion exists, to search out the word of God and declare it boldly. We hope you continue with us on this journey, and we hope that you have a blessed day.
And we'll see you at church.